Hi, everybody. Well, today is Monday, and we're on Station 1, and the date is September 21st, 2015. And we'll clear the energy right now of the day. So here we go, releasing the energy. In case you have a problem with today, which is Monday. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And do that again. That felt a little heavy. So 1. Oh, we're yawning. 2, 3, 4, and 5. And if you have a situation going on, something that bothered you, upset you, or pain, think of that situation. And here we go. We're going to clear that one particular page out of your book of whatever you're dealing with. Here we go. So releasing that stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll do the light beams activation for you. So we'll bring the light beams up on your monitor screen. And they'll just bring in peace energy. That's all they can do, is give you peace. So, stronger, 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 and stronger. So, let's get our co-host on. Are you out there?
Yes. Hi, everybody. It's Elizabeth. I'm here with Ron tonight, and we are on BBSradio.com Station 1. And if you're just joining us, please bring up the light beings image, which is on our chat homepage, and check out Ron's website, creationlightship.com, where you can find all of the healings that we'll talk about on the show tonight, as well as free healings that you can do in your own time over the web. And we also would like to welcome everybody tonight, and thanks for joining us, and thanks, Ron, for being here. We have a couple of listener questions that we can get started with, and I think we're going to do some sample healings tonight. So, everybody, it'll be a great hour. And also, if you have any testimonials, if you were on the 8-hour call yesterday, please write to us via the Creation Lightship Fast Chat feedback form. Or you can email us at clsquestions@yahoo.com. So, Ron, I think we have a lot of things going on right now that people could get corded to and connected to. I know that the equinox is coming up, as well as a couple of significant kind of cosmic things. So maybe we could talk a little bit about that and kind of try to keep people from going on to that, into those rituals and onto those timelines, and maybe do a couple sample clearings for everybody to kind of kick off the show here.
Okay, so since we're on the 21st and it's going up equinox here, a couple of days, I think, or something. So let's clear the energies. And you might be on that roller coaster ride not knowing it, or maybe you had rituals happening to you. And so everybody's a little different, but you don't know what your body did, you know, years ago, maybe 100 or 200 years ago, maybe you were sacrificed. You know, because they didn't want rain to happen in your town or whatever. So maybe when you think about it, this time of the year, you may go, oh, man, it doesn't feel good to me. So if you have a situation, known or unknown, let's clear that. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'm also doing like feet energies. You sense anything, Elizabeth, with feet? Did anybody send in feet energies? Maybe somebody got burnt at the stake or something.
Yeah, it's
in like hot feet or something.
That's interesting, Ron, because I was thinking feet and hands and wrists. So maybe it was like you were tied up or something.
Okay, here we go. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Okay,
and,
great.
Yeah, we'll see what, if anybody has any comments on that.
Yeah, that's I always find that quite surprising when these body issues come up while you're doing these clearings. And, Ron, I just want to clarify, so what people should know from this is that all kind of physical manifestations of illness or ill at ease or dis-ease or all kinds of these sicknesses that manifest in the body, those are all results of things not being cleared out from your past. Is that correct?
Yeah, you live in your past. That is correct, yes. So everything that you're dealing with physically is from your past being recycled. And the extent or the amount of trauma or whatever you're dealing with may only be a small portion of what actually happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're saying, like I felt feet energies there, maybe being burnt at the stake and your feet was burned or something. Well, in that lifetime, you know, all you have now is your feet not feeling too well. Well, in that lifetime, you were a crispy critter after a while, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, you're barbecued. But you're not getting barbecued this time. So, yeah, everything in the past is from the darkness. That's why on the call that we had last Friday, when everybody got put into source energy, a lot of your pains and situations left you because it doesn't exist there. So that was a really good way to show people what's going on. If they didn't really believe it before, they know that when you're in peace, none of this stuff exists. And that's source energy. So when you're not in source energy, then you're dealing with timelines and aliens and who else, whatever else is out there to control you. And it's hard to, you know, get off of those timelines, but when you realize you're on one, then you know that you want to get off of it. So you have to do clearings to do that. Otherwise, you're going to be recycling everything in your life over again and over again and over again, and everything that your parents did over again, over again, over again, and grandparents. And then you got things you don't even know about. So you could be dealing with right now a situation that happened to your mother or father that they had in elementary school, okay? And that's your issue, and you don't know that. You know, they never talked about it, but, you know, all you know is that you have this issue, and it's their issue. So you're living in their past. You're living in the past of your ancestors. So that's the whole thing, is you're on timelines. Get off the timelines, and you're going to have a good time. Won't have a time. You'll be in the now experiencing the way life is supposed to be experienced with no judgment. So timelines give you judgment, and the timelines put you on judgment, and you create things from the timelines. Remember, your thoughts control your reality, and that's the main problem. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, I think that's just invaluable advice, Ron. And if anyone hasn't, please go to the BBS radio archives, which are extremely well-maintained, and check out that show from September the 18th, which is a Friday. It is really cool, and I think the source energy will work up to three times. Is that correct, Ron?
Hey, yes, it will. So you may want to visit that page. Not the page, but, you know, that clearing.
The clearing, yeah.
The clearing that we did, basically, the BBS Friday night show. You may want to do that with friends so you don't miss out with your friends doing it.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, you get a group of people together. Might be skeptical, possibly, or, you know, at least your husband or wife or, you know, son or daughter, you know.
Significant other.
Whoever you can get with you to listen to it, so you're getting full benefit. They can get benefit, too. Then you can share your experience. So back to you.
Okay, great. And that is, again, the September 18th show, and it is available on the bbsradio.com Creation Lightship Healings Archives, which you can find on our BBS homepage. So cool. And I have listened to it, and it is a really great show. So check that out when you have a chance. I guess the next thing, Ron, we could clear, or you could clear, is the apparently there are also five planets that are visible right now, and I guess Venus is the brightest of them. So maybe we could clear that energy for people if anybody's feeling corded or connected to that. And then if you feel like up to it, we could go through the other ones and do those.
Sure, yeah, we could do them one at a time.
Okay, great.
The planets or...
Yeah, I can give you the names and you can clear them if that works for you.
Sure. We'll do that. We'll do Venus first.
Okay, great.
So here we go. One, two. In fact, I'm going to change this here a little bit. I'm going to clear. Remember, these are on timelines. I mentioned about doing the upside-down timeline, okay? I want to let you know I'm not really connected to. So the upside-down version is how they're planning to manifest it. So the dirty deeds are there, you know? And then the top side that you see is what they created. You don't know what's happening. So we're going to first clear what you see as far as the planet, and then we'll do the manifestation energy underneath it. And we'll see what that does and see how your body is affected. So here we go. One, this is the one that you see, the planet name. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Now we'll do the upside down timeline for that one. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. That was a really weird feeling. I can't describe how it felt to me, but it was...
Yeah. I was yawning for that one, Ron. Wow.
The next planet. We'll see what that one is.
Okay, Jupiter.
Jupiter. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now the upside down energy from that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So sort of like the old question, what came first, the chicken or the egg, you know? And who knows? Anyway, you can't have one without the other. So back to you.
That's so interesting. Okay, so the upside-down timeline. So we'll get back to that. So the next planet is Mars.
Okay, Mars, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now the upside-down timeline for that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke.
Oh, wow. Okay, next one is Saturn.
It feels like the upside-down version has more of an effect on us. So here we go, Saturn.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And the upside-down version, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke.
And one more, Ron. The last one is Mercury.
Mercury. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Okay.
Upside down version. It's pretty heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, okay. Back to you.
Wow, boy, oh boy, Ron, that was insane. That was crazy. Gosh, I wonder if any other listeners had any reaction to this, and if we could get some replies, that would be great, because I am just yawning and my eyes are tearing. Just wondering if anybody else felt this. Apparently, this is part of something that's called the sickle. I don't really know what that is, but apparently all these planets are visible in September 2015 in the evening and some in the morning. So that's really crazy, and could be why a lot of people have been writing us and saying they feel off or they feel weird. Someone else said, wow, this is great, didn't know about the planets. So I always take Ron's advice whenever I feel like there's something going on I'm not quite able to put my finger on it. I just kind of Google it, or I look on the internet to see what kind of significance that date has. And then I go into the light ship and start doing clearings. Because like Ron said, you never know what you're courted to or what your kind of past is bringing up for you. Wow, okay. So just wondering if anybody else felt this. And if you did, let us know via email or the fast chat feedback form. Thanks. Okay. So someone just wrote in and said, feeling like something shifted in my body and I feel more balanced. Thank you, Ron. Now my nose is running, so I'm really feeling this. Wow. Ron, I guess as a follow-up, what would you recommend doing for the if people have been feeling courted to this? I know you have that vortex clearing, which I'm going to search for right now.
It's on the bottom upside, I think, on the bottom left. It's a planet star.
Yeah,
planet clearing. So that one's a good one to do.
Planet
feel that it's happening to you, you know?
Okay, yeah. And then there's also planet star attack removal.
Yeah. And you could probably create something, too, maybe on the alien attack page, I think.
Ah, yeah, that's a good point. So the planet star courting removal is a clearing that takes away the energies that connect you to your natal chart, which is your astronomy, I guess, your personal signs and all that. These are energies that are controlling you from afar, such as planet stars, etc., that you do not even know about and or cannot even see. So that's the planet star courting removal. And Ron, do you want to talk a little bit about that upside down timeline? I feel like that was so weird. I don't know if you can, but any other info on that?
Well, remember that it's like as above, so below. You know, that's kind of a reference that you could use. So the manifestation is what you're seeing, but what created it and what's the hidden energies on it, okay? It's sort of like, you know, reading a piece of paper with, say, 20 words on it, and you're reading it, the words, you know, sort of mean something to you because you're reading it, you can follow it. But what's really attached to the words? What's the keywords in it? So the keywords are what you're looking at as connecting the alien stuff to you. And so you don't want to have keywords. Keywords are a big problem that you're dealing with, and that's what the aliens do to you. And they'll give you the keyword energies. It's something that might sound very nice. You don't know what's happening.
Mm.
So the manifestation energy is the upside down one. That has all the stuff that you know nothing about that's hooking you up to this beautiful energy that you think's on the top that looks nice to you. And so that's kind of how I would look at that. So if you do any clearing on timelines, you may want to just write in that you want the upside down one after you do a bunch of the other ones, so that you can get rid of more of what's affecting you.
Yeah, so wow. And also,
the surface, you know?
Yeah, it's like the tip of the iceberg.
Yes, uh-huh.
Wow. So there's all this other stuff going on that you don't even ever see. Also, Ron, I know you mentioned it, but you do offer the alien keyword intercept disconnection clearing for free. And that is a free sample healing on creationlightship.com under free sample healings on the left. So if you have been experiencing something like that where you've been hearing something like, I don't know, I hear these phrases a lot, like positive thinking and, you know, manifesting your dreams and all these kind of phrases that you hear. But you really don't know what the flip side is, all that, like shifting and all this stuff. You know, people want you to try to buy into this mind matrix stuff. So I think that if you are experiencing this, you would probably want to get on and do that alien keyword intercept disconnection, so you don't have these phrases and signifiers coming for you in your life. It's probably not great. It's something we don't really think about, unfortunately, but it is there. You're like, oh, that sounds great. And then little do we know. Hopefully, you know, we know now from doing all the clearings, but very tricky. Okay, so, Ron, somebody wrote in, and I don't know if this is okay with you, but someone requested a sample of the grief and betrayal clearing, if you feel like clearing that for people.
Well, you'd have to think of one issue. I think that's maybe a whole lifetime clearing, too. But here we go. Think of your one issue that you're dealing with, and it'll just be one page out of that book of what you're dealing with. So here we go. Think of something that happened to you. One, releasing the energy. Two, three, four, and five. There we go. So, you know, if that's a theme in your life, then it's probably going to be pretty heavy. So back to you.
Yeah, I wonder what clearing would be good for that. Maybe the victim body. I'm also wondering if there's like a special clearing that's just for grief. Betrayal, you do have a special current lifetime clearing for that one, and it is a whole lifetime clearing. Wow, that's kind of a deep issue for people. And also a guilt release clearing, a depression release clearings. These are really cool. That is under the category heading special current lifetime clearings, if you would like to go further with that one. And somebody else just messaged us on Fast Chat, and they said that regarding the planet clearing just now, hello, I yawned a lot. Really powerful clearing. So it looks like other listeners, Ron, as well as myself, are really feeling this this planet thing that you just did with the dual upside down and regular timelines. Excuse me. Okay, great.
I'm going to do a clearing for pain. And we'll flip it over and do the upside down version of pain. But remember, I can only do the pain that you're having maybe right now. So if you have pain. So here we go. A pain clearing. So pain itself. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And now the upside down version, which is probably why you have the pain and everything else that you don't know anything about, but it's there. The agenda behind it will say that's unreadable to you. So here we go. One, the fine print. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I'll do that one over again here. So that fine print. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Here we go. We'll see if that's helped anybody.
Wow. Great. Very cool, Ron. Okay, so thanks for that sample, pain clearing. And this also, I guess this brings me to another topic. I got an email from a listener, and it's kind of a long one, but I'll just paraphrase it here. And it seems like it kind of relates to what you're talking about, though I think it's a little different. That so they basically were trying to save money, and they were in kind of financial straits, and every time they got a little nest egg saved, something would happen. So they would have a plumbing problem or a flat tire, something would break on their car, and they weren't able to ever really get the amount of money saved that they wanted. So they started doing the clearings and healings, and after a couple of years, they got on a better financial timeline, and all of these things that were happening kind of stopped. Even though they now had the money to fix them, they kind of stopped experiencing all of these bad things happening every time. So it was like they were prepared, but it's like that energy suddenly wasn't around them. It wasn't coming to them. So even though they would have had the money to fix it, things just kind of stopped happening. Like things stopped breaking and they stopped needing to fix things. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, that's kind of like we have that clearing, the problematic event one that keeps, recycling. Maybe the person had an addiction to having things break. Okay.
Oh, interesting, yeah.
Weird, but maybe it could be an addiction. And then they got rid of it, you know. They said, well, I don't want to have this addiction anymore, not knowing what was going on. But and then all of a sudden, it left. So, what left was maybe not their mindset, but they got off the alien timeline for that problematic situation that they were dealing with, which would probably be maybe not having enough funds or something sabotaging them when they had funds or had money or something, you know? So, yeah, I would look at, the addiction clearing for something like that. We don't normally look at it that way. You think, is that really an addiction that I have? I don't think I have an addiction to wanting to sabotage myself and to pay bills all the time or have something come up unexpectedly in my life and now I got to deal with it. That could be an addiction. So another way to kind of look at it. Remember, there's all different ways you can look at these different things of life. And sometimes people do clearings and they just haven't found the right one yet, And then they finally get the right one and they go, wow, that really worked. Well, it only worked because you cleared away enough of the stuff to finally get out of your own way to see what the problem was, which clearing to have next, The aliens don't want you to find that special clearing.
They don't, yeah.
They want, no way, They got mileage on you. You're bought and sold, so you're giving up their contract to harm you. Remember, you're in contract, whether you know it or not, with them. It's up to you to get rid of the contract and agreements. So, you got to change your status. You got to become free of the aliens. So back to you.
Yeah, I think that is so cool, Ron. And it's basically the gist of what the clearings and healings are about. There are so many different ways to look at your life and look at what's going on and see it in a new way. And I was even thinking as you were talking, when you were talking about addictions, you could have an entity that's mischievous hanging around and likes to break things, So you don't know, it could be that, you don't know, or the addiction is a great way of looking at that. I never would have thought of that, but,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I was just thinking, of the same thing there, it's just a different way of viewing what's going on. That's why sometimes, I mentioned for people to ask their friends what they think of them, to get a different response, and that might be just what you need to know in order to get out of a situation, because they will block you completely, or at least block you enough so they'll, or maybe they'll give you something else to chase, to look for, and you're doing all the right things, getting off of something else, but you're not on the timeline that they are trying to stick you on all the time, and you're cleaning everything else with that one timeline, but you're not aware of it. I find it interesting. Right now, I'm looking at the time, and it's about half past approximately. And we covered a lot of information.
I know.
It felt like the time's going slow for us, you know? That's good. Maybe we slowed those things down. Maybe we took away their contract to control people listening to the program right now. And so now we're on our own particular slower timeline to give up more information. So back to you.
That is crazy, Ron. I was thinking the same thing just as you said that. I was looking at the clock and I'm going, wow, the last 6 minutes, I feel like we covered so much information and it's only 7:30. Well, 7:30 here where we are, 4:30 where you guys are. So that's really, that's bizarre and very cool. And I'm glad we seem to be on our timelines tonight, or slowing them down at least. So a listener, a couple of listener comments came in, and one listener wrote that grief and depression, et cetera, can also be cleared in the self-empowerment clearing page in the Prosperity Jumpstart Deluxe Special, which is a great package. So thank you, listener, for sending that. And they also wrote in that there is an alien planet cording removal in the alien attack removal page. It's one of the last options. And they also, the same listener said they also felt the planet clearings a lot with yawning, etc. So very interesting. It seems like that was what we did at the top of the show, and I'm still kind of like just in sort of, I don't know what the word is, reeling from that.
Yeah, I'm going to do a planning for this planet, but you don't know what the aliens are doing to you here, right?
Right.
We'll do a clearing according to planet Earth, and then we'll do the upside-down version. This will be quite interesting. So here we go. Planet Earth courting, releasing that from people. One. This is probably more of the grid lines, okay, and ley lines. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Do that one again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now the upside down version of that. So here we go. Maybe you're going to see an alien pop up in your room or something, wondering what you're doing. So here we go. Hopefully not. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you might want to focus on something in your room to see if the color changes or wiggles or does something. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. Okay, so back to you.
Okay, wow. This is such a dynamite show. And I feel like we really are in the now. Everyone seems to be really centered and present, and it seems like everyone is listening in the now, so that's really cool. And we did get another listener inquiry about the frequency of clearings. And they're wondering, how often, monthly, do I have to clear the death barcodes? I have cleared mine already. What other clearings do we have to do on a frequent basis? Example, spirit barcode removal. And what clearings can we do for work stress?
Okay, the barcode, the death barcode, those can be put on you at any time. This depends, you know, how far out there you are. We'll say, you know, how much the aliens want you, put it that way. So normally those are put on to you when you were born. So that's in your natal chart, we'll say. So once you clear those, normally it's good to go. You know, you don't have to worry about it. You know, send me an email and I can see if you have any or not. I'd say probably 80% of the people that send me emails to ask have nothing. So from there, you know, and your animals can have them too. They could even take on your jet barcode. Okay, so that's probably more disturbing to people. So anyway, the next thing would be the spirit barcode. Well, typically, that really doesn't need to be done. I can't recall anybody needing that done more than once at this moment. It's possible somebody could have, but normally that one's fine. As far as the other clearings, that's what we have unlimited on them. You know, if it's not dealing with barcodes, then you may want to do unlimited ones if you have an issue and see what people bring you. What do you see out there all the time, you know? How are you connected? So, and that's how they connect you into life, by doing things to you. So what's your theme? You know, so as if you've done like the clearings for emotional, mental, and other things like that, then all of a sudden you may find yourself needing maybe an anxiety clearing. So you do the anxiety clearing, and that worked fine. And all of a sudden, maybe in a few months, you go, man, I kind of feel anxious. Well, that's probably because somebody brought you into anxiety. So then you may want to get the unlimited to put a couple minutes into that clearing, you know, which is all you have to do to release the anxiety. You know, the main thing here is emotions. And the next thing probably is fear. And mental is very important because people use their mind a lot. So you can be attacked that way. But, you know, fear is one of the big ones that people have here. And do you have any fear? You know, you're going to find your fear as you watch movies and things and you start jumping around about something going on that might be awful in the movie. You know, if you watch something like that, that's kind of disturbing. And then you know that you have fear issues. And they come to you when you get them programmed, and that program will say gets activated and or somebody else does something to you. So it's kind of hard to say how often you need to do a clearing. That's the initial question. So you need to do one when you feel yourself being connected to maybe somebody else's reality, or you start having dreams a lot, or maybe you start seeing the same thing happening over again. Then you need to do a clearing of some sort to release it. So let's just say that you're 30 years of age, you'll just pick that age, and you're a woman and all of a sudden, or a man, and all of a sudden you start seeing a lot of pregnant women. Well, is that on your doorstep? Very, very possibly. So you may want to look into that. Maybe you're seeing car accidents a lot, or maybe you're seeing people having troubles about a certain issue. So that's on your doorstep too. So you want to do a clearing that would relate to that. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and it's kind of like we were saying before, like when you were talking about the alien keyword intercept, it's kind of like if you keep hearing things or if you keep seeing things, that's usually a good indication you need to do a clearing. Or if you're feeling off, just figure out what's going on that day. If nothing really happened to you or you don't feel particularly corded to anyone's situation, it could be like a planetary thing or something else that's going on. I really like what you said there, Ron, about you have to disconnect from other people's reality. So that's important, and I think as you keep doing the clearings, that becomes like second nature. You don't even really need to think about it. Somebody else wrote in, and I thought this is great. They said, I am an oldie and have done a lot of planet clearings with Ron throughout the years. Tonight, I did not feel anything when Ron did the clearings, the planet clearing tonight on Monday. Getting more human on the weekly calls has helped tremendously.
Great, that's great. Very good. So as you listen to all these programs that we have, and we have quite a few, you know, you may finally hear something that you need to know about that was blocked before. That's what happens. is a lot of these shows, you know, may be the same thing that we talk about off and on, and you may hear it, but you may be having different ears, you know, on some of the programs where all of a sudden, you know, maybe we start talking about an emotional clarity. Oh, yeah, here they are talking about this. I know all about that. Then all of a sudden something gets said, or a caller, you know, or somebody, I mean, somebody bringing in an email or something will say something, which could be your issue, and all of a sudden, by the help of the people listening to the program, all of a sudden you now got more information. And that's why it's so good to send in testimonials and, you know, what you felt with the different clearings that we do, because you're actually helping probably someone else out there who may not completely get it. They, you know, that keyword is blocked, and all of a sudden it gets opened up, and they go, yeah, that's what I have to do. So, you know, but that's why the shows are, to me, sort of the same. I don't really go back on any shows thinking about them because they're gone. But, you know, that's why we're doing them, to help people. And it could take kind of the same show question or clearing for you to finally catch on to what we're talking about. That light to come on. So, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's very true, Ron. And it's also helpful to hear you, I think, talk about the different clearings and healings and the different ways of looking at them and how to approach them. Because I think a lot of the times people think, oh, this is what's wrong with me, but it can be looked at in a different way. And I think that's helpful, and it also takes a lot of the judgment out of the healings, where you are not judging yourself, you are in the now, and you're just looking at the ways that you can handle the problem or that you can address it without judgment. So I think it's a lot of people tend to blame themselves for what's happened in their lives, but a lot of the times it can't be helped. So the lightship is a really powerful tool in order for you to help yourself and to get a new perspective. So I think it's always helpful to hear how different people, and especially you, Ron, talk about the clearings and how to use them. Okay.
So let's do a clip in here. I'll do a sample here of the alien blood barcode, okay? And we don't normally talk about this one too much, but since we had five planets that are kind of showing themselves to us now physically, they may be affecting your blood as a blood barcode. So here we go. Just see if your blood changes or you feel calmer. Hard to say how you're going to feel, but let's just do an alien blood barcode real quick here. So I'm going to just take the energy away from the planet that could be affecting a barcode in you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So just kind of see how your body's feeling. That clearing, I've heard from other people, is very nice to do. But we don't talk about that often on the programs. So back to you.
Yeah, that's the alien blood barcode clearing and alien blood barcode removal. And there are actually a lot of blood clearings. And I know, Ron, when you take us to the lightship on Saturday's show, and as well as when we're on the calls, there's often a lot of amber blood energy that is being infused, I guess, into us. And that's always extremely peaceful. And it seems like that is a way, definitely, that they do connect with us through the blood, which actually, it is your life force energy, literally, so that makes sense. Okay, so that is really great, Ron, much appreciated. And the next listener testimonial is actually writing in about the 8-hour call, which happened yesterday, and you can find more about that at creationlightship.com. At the very top of the page, there the dates for all of the monthly and weekly calls, as well as upcoming events. So make sure you visit that after the show. If you are interested in getting on any of these wonderful calls, Ron offers these every week, every month. And as you can tell from that longtime listener who wrote in who said they were an oldie, it really helps to get on them if you can. So great retirement gift for people, too, if you have older folks in your life that are looking for things to do. Really helpful. And this listener about the 8-hour call wrote in, I was on the Sunday 8-hour call listening with my headphones while sitting under a tree in the park. The weather was great, and the combination of being out in nature at the same time listening to the 8-hour healing call was a very good experience. I recommend this for others to try. I'm feeling much better today and had the energy to go to the gym. These calls are much appreciated. Thank you, Ron, for these calls.
Yeah, thank you for your testimonial. That's great. Let's do something with your name. I'm going to just try this upside down thing. I don't know what clearing you would need to do this, but let's just take your name. So write your name, if you can, on a piece of paper. It could be pencil or pen. And unless you have your name on something already in front of you, but typically write it. And have the other side of the page blank, if you can. So write your name, and I'll clear the front side, and then I'll clear the upside-down version of that, and just turn your paper over. And we'll just see what happens. So here we go. You probably already have your name written, so I'll clear in your name. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now flip your paper over. And it doesn't matter probably how your name is, just so you're on the back side. We'll just call that the upside down version of your name. And now we're going to clear that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now sense or feel if your paper is different. And when you look at your name, does your name change as you look at it? Okay? Because maybe your name has a lot of energy on it, the way you wrote it. Now you might look at it and say, gee, this looks like there's no energy on the ink or on the pencil. So we'll just see if we have any comments coming in. And like I said, I don't know what clearing to do for your name. Maybe somebody might know out there. It's probably going to be on your natal chart, natal barcode clearing, but might be something else that I never thought about. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow, that's a great way to visualize it, too, like these timelines that we've been talking about since the beginning of the show, these upside-down timelines. Like if you write something and then turn it over, or even like look at it in a mirror, that's a great way to visualize that when you're doing the clearings. And yeah, Ron, I immediately thought of the natal barcode removal for the name clearing. I wonder if anybody else has an idea of what might work for them to get that energy off of your name. I'm not sure. I know a lot of people sometimes change their names, or they go by different names or nicknames because they want like a fresh start. But I'm just wondering if anybody's had this experience clearing their name or their feelings about their name. Just if you could write us and let us know how you felt about the clearing that Ron just did, as well as the name, if you've gone further with that. I know you have a signs and symbols disconnect, Ron, but I don't know if that would be relating to your name. Cause it's not
yeah,
really
the sign and symbols should work. Yeah, that one should work.
Yeah, because, I mean, letters, I guess they are kind of symbols, so that could work. Somebody else said that their wrist has been bothering them lately, and the feet to unexplained pain that come and go. and they liked the clearing of the people burning early on in the show. That was great. Thanks. So pretty cool. Somebody must have also felt that, Ron, the one that you did at the top of the hour about the feet that came up, I think, when we were just starting the show. And I guess we'll, I mean, I wow, the show's almost over, but I guess we'll give people a couple seconds or minutes here to write in and see if they felt anything during the name, if you did that, as well as any other testimonials that might come in during the show. And, Ron, I did get a late question here about a family, an illness that runs in the family, and this person is wondering, what are the best clearings to do for hypertension that runs in the family? Thank you. I think that is that a blood pressure thing, hypertension?
So we yeah, I think so. Boy, it's probably emotional. You know, people, you know, the cartoons in the old days, you know?
Uh-huh.
You know, where you had somebody who got really upset, and then all of a sudden you see him turn red in the face. So I would think that's probably more emotional. It could even be anger.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the emotional one is probably the main trigger for that. And then, you know, if it goes even deeper, then you probably want to do, you know, maybe the anger clearing or something, you know, being upset with anger. But emotional is what I would start off with.
Yeah, that's a good place.
But also, you know, look and see what's going on. You know, things may be happening in the past. So find out what your trigger points are. What gets you upset? Because it could be something from the distant past in a different lifetime from your ancestors, and that's being triggered in you. And, you know, maybe it happens all the time. Maybe you have something in your daily routine that you do, and, you know, you're not aware of it, and that triggers you each day. And, you know, the way they get you the quickest, fastest is when you have your alarm set at the exact same time every day. They have you on a program. So, you know, that's why I say change your alarm clock setting or something so you're getting off of those programs. Because the alarm clock, you know, or whatever you're listening to, radio or whatever that goes off, that's not a program that you're hooked up to it. You know, maybe you got this thing on and you wake up to, you know, maybe the station on the radio, if you have that, automatically at fit up on the hour does news. So it goes off the exact same time every day. And you wake up hearing the guy saying, oh, we're having the news program now. And, you know, that's probably also a program that they're running on a commercial. So you're having the exact same input, and they're getting you more than one way. So, just, you know, change your awakening time. You know, how much to change it, you know, that's up to you. You know, a couple minutes, maybe 15 minutes or so, and move it around. So, and then just see if your day changes. Because you're going to be in a new timeline. So, back to you.
Yeah, that's really good topic, Ron, and it kind of reminds me of that movie Groundhog Day, where he keeps waking up in the same day and the same song is on the radio, so you want to get out of the Groundhog Day scenario. And it may even be just a subtle shift, but it's a good exercise for everyone to try, and if you are experiencing this, let us know next show how you adjusted things and if it helped. So somebody else wrote in about releasing the name, that the special clearing could possibly be a good clearing for you to clear your name. And that would also work. I guess you could just type your name into the special clearing box. And someone else wrote in about the upside down timeline name clearing, that it seemed to simplify name and to make it lighter. Very cool. So, Ron, I think we are actually out of time.
Yeah, we spent on daily time.
Yeah.
Daily time. So, yeah, we got to get off. So here we go. Tomorrow's call that we have, it's about an hour and a half, 5:30 Pacific, when it starts at $20. This is to release the people that court you, energetic courting release. That's what it does. So here we go. Let's do the Be Here Now clearing, and we'll do the Mind to Heart Drop. So the Mind to Heart Drop connects you to your spirit. The Be Here Now puts you in the now, but it doesn't really affect your body that much. So we want to get your body, you know, say, in the now, and so you can connect to your spirit, because you're going to have a lot more peace this way. You may try either one of them, but Mind to Heart Drop is what I would recommend doing. So here we go. Taking the thoughts inside of your head. And this is your darkness, the things communicating to you. Remember, those aliens are probably chattering at you all day long. You know, here we go. And dropping them into your heart. So here we go. Dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This must be done out loud, and you have to command your spirit to do this. And again, 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. Blessings, and we'll see you later. Thank you, Elizabeth. Bye, everyone.